Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Adulting with Ebony. Today I am joined by Catherine Bird, who is a transformational leader, healer, shamanic channel, and guide, here to help facilitate a shift in human consciousness. She supports people through the processes of healing themselves and bringing their magic to the world, utilizing energy work, channeling, hands-on healing, practice cultivation, coaching, and mentorship. She shepherds people through their awakening and the journey to becoming the healers, coaches, and leaders that they're meant to be. She helps people to open their channel and bring through wisdom, healing, and guidance whilst remaining stable and grounded. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, so happy to be here.
Oh, I was so looking forward to this chat. I'm so glad that you said yes to having a conversation with me.
Yay.
I think that the work that you do is just so important in the world. And the first time we met was in Santa Barbara, and I was on retreat with Lisa Fabrega, and you took us through a process that was just so important and so just like remembering something rather than learning something. And I was, I've always just felt incredibly grateful for you and the work that you do in the world. So thank you for coming and joining me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yay, I'm so happy to be here.
We've been starting all these conversations by asking what adulting means to you, and I'd love to hear what it means to you.
Oh my gosh. Well, you saying this word, remembering, I think that that's a big part of it, is that it's this merging of our who we truly are, this soul level of who we are, remembering that. And then bringing through all of the magic and the mystery from our childhood and letting ourselves be that without all of this stuff on top from our parents and what we shoulds and who we ought to. And when we can find that sweet spot where we get to just be really authentically us and expressing that and being that and whatever that is, I think that's the moment when we get to that place where we're really truly adulting.
I love that. I wish more of us could really be present with ourselves, present with the magic and the mystery and the beauty of being human, because sometimes adulting gets a bad rap, and so many people want to talk about the responsibility and the hardships and how difficult it is. And I wonder why we find it so difficult just to be present in the experience.
Yeah, we don't like to be present a lot of times. We don't like to be present because then we have to deal with ourselves. We have to deal with whatever is present, which sometimes are emotions that we don't like or realizations around our life that we need to change something. So by all means, let me try to remain as unpresent as possible so that I don't have to change things and deal with things that are coming up for me.
I think, and I think that's an important part of adulting as well, right? It's like, I truly believe that none of us are broken, but all of us have some healing work to do.
Everybody's got something, as they say. So there's always some things in there, and there's no shame in that. There's nothing wrong with that. That is an important and beautiful part of the journey, is to realize, oh, wow, yeah, my parents kind of messed me up a bit. And my schooling, they taught me some things that weren't right. And I learned all of this stuff through the internet that is not serving me. And to go through that process of unwinding those beliefs about ourselves and those false ideas and ideations that we get to uncover more and more of who we are and bring that to the world. If it wasn't a little bit of a struggle, it wouldn't be as as courageously authentic and raw as it can be in the end, once we've like really done some work around it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's almost like, or at least my experience of this journey is that once you crack open, there's no going back. And there's beauty in that cracking. There's beauty in the like, oh, wow, there's so much more here. But it's not always pain-free, or it's not always just blissful, right? There's some struggle and some pain and some friction and you know, all of those things that happen when we're growing, right?
Absolutely. And it's an important part of the process. And you probably won't meet anyone who's been through an awakening process that at some point wasn't like, oh, can I just go back? Can I just forget? I don't want to remember anymore. I want to forget. I want to go back. I want to get back in the box and let things be easy because I don't want to realize where my food comes from. I don't want to realize how I take on other people's energy. I don't want to realize that I'm special or gifted or unique in any kind of way, because that means that I'm actually going to have to, whatever that is, I'm going to have to work on myself a little bit more. I'm going to have to meditate or change the way I eat or change my friends or leave this relationship or leave this job. And those things are very challenging.
We talked a little bit before, and I really want to dive into this. For anyone who's kind of had that experience of the spiritual or the unknown or the occult or the, I don't even know what to call it, right? When things are not, I really want to air quote and put normal, but it's not going to work. But this feeling of like, am I making this up? Did that really happen? I remember there was tons of stuff from my childhood where I, you know, saw things, saw fairies, and like had this involvement with kind of other worlds, and then, you know, lost it for a while. Uh-huh. And I remember rediscovering stuff in my teens and being like, did that just happen? Am I making that up? Did that hairbrush move? Like, there was, you know, all sorts of different things and sensations and feelings and experiences that I chose to squash or ignore, or you know, all of that kind of thing. And I love this idea that I wasn't alone in that, and that many of us experience it. And I'd love to hear you talk a bit about your experience with people coming to you perhaps and saying like, am I making this up? Is this weird? Like, what do I do with this?
Oh my gosh, everyone says that, right? And I work with people who I'm a channel. It wasn't something that I tried to do. It just what happened to me. And I train people in those processes of how to be channels in all the different ways that we can. And it is across the board. Everybody says, am I making this up? When you experience world in a way that you feel is different, even though it's really not, and you have sensations or you know things or you feel things or actually see or hear things, you will absolutely have the experience of being like, am I making this up? Because we were told as children, oh, that's your imaginary friend. And oh, don't say those things. That's made up stuff. Or, oh, isn't it cute that you're pretending that is real? And so we go, oh, well, I guess if you can't see it, adult who controls my life and that I look up to and I love and that I need the permission of to be a human, then I will, okay, that must have not have really happened. You must be imaginary over there, fairy. Get out of here. And so we shut those things down. We stop them from happening. And what I see is that a lot of times people will have very deep internal struggles over the fact that they stop these things from happening to them. And even over time, become even sick because it's shutting down so much of who they are. And I would say, especially you over there in the UK, like you guys are all this, like fairies and stuff everywhere. So if you stop yourselves from seeing them, then eventually there's this point where, you know, it's like, oh, wow, how much have I had to shut down my entire experience of my life in order to stop this from happening and to stop myself from seeing or knowing something or having some sort of experience of spirits or beings or strange things that go bump in the night.
If we're and you know, there it's quite a process to remember and to not shut things down and to be curious and to open your mind and even to start the process of saying, you know what, I might be channeling. For those who don't know even what channeling is, like, where would you start explaining that, or what might someone be experiencing that they could follow up with or investigate further?
Well, the first is the concept that really we are constantly channeling, so many of us, all of the time. And you see it everywhere. You see it in artwork, especially in music. You see it in technology and scientific discoveries. You see it in a way that people will have the same idea on different sides of the globe. They'll have the exact same idea in some sort of technology or new way of thinking, and yet there it is. It's there. And so it's not always what you think it is. There's not like 9 different kinds of ways that we channel through information or healing or working with energy. And so it's possible that it's already happening. And it's that experience of when you drop into this, what they're now talking a lot about, the flow state, mm-hmm. and letting yourself enter into the flow state so that things just come through and it feels easy and you feel so present and open and connected. And all of a sudden you've written this very long thing and you're like, whoa, where did this come from? Or wow, this song that just came out of me, I don't even know where that came from. Or just sometimes singing in the shower and you're like, whoa, am I really that good? Yeah, you are. And we're bringing through these things that, you know, if you don't believe in otherworldly things or spirits, that we're all connected as human beings, and that through that connection, we can also be in a form of channeling and bringing through things.
I love that as an explanation, because I think it's really helpful for so many different people in different states of awareness, perspective, consciousness, whatever's going on for them, to really access and go, oh, I've experienced that. I know what that feels like.
You know? Right. I know, and we shut that down.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, when I first started coaching, like, one of the reasons I'm a really good coach is because actually I've opened that channel without realizing that that's what I'm doing. I always knew I had a sense of knowing, like, I can tune into another person and sometimes explain what they're feeling or what they're sensing in a way that they can actually hear. So I'm quite good at allegory or, you know, articulating what mm-hmm. is just a feeling for the other person. But I, for such a long time, would get this little nudge or this kind of bit of knowing or this kind of feeling in my heart or in my stomach of some information about this person. I was like, I can't know that, right? So I can't use it. So, and now I go with it because I've experimented. Like, what's the worst that can happen if I say, so this behavior, it's your mom, right? She did that all the time. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, that's where it came from. And there's just no way I could have known that. But the less afraid we are to practice or play with it, the more, at least in my experience, the more free-flowing that information can come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's finding those moments when that is true for you, when that free flow of information, or wow, I notice that these are the times when I feel in that state or things come to me, and then giving yourself permission to practice. It really is about creating a container for it. And that's why coaching and therapy and all of these modalities, these healing modalities, it's why these gifts come through, because you've created a container where you're being so present with this other person and what's going on for them. And then you let yourself bring through what's coming through. And so those gifts can develop over time. It's when you don't ever have a container for this kind of work, when you aren't ever engaging in creative practice or meditative practice or having a container where you're being deeply connected to someone else and playing in that realm, because it's play, then that's where people get really just whacked out. that's where the super struggle comes in, because this energy that's wanting to come through doesn't have a container. It doesn't have a, it doesn't have a place to be expressed. And then this can come through as all kinds of physical ailments and issues eventually in the body, but in energy and emotions and just feeling kind of discombobulated and out of sorts because there's no container for this part of who you are.
Yeah. I have a client, an ex-client who actually has decided to stop working with me because being around me brings forward this energy and this stuff that she is so uncomfortable for her to be with. And it's difficult for me to know what to do with that, right? Because I am unafraid of it, but I think that so many people are afraid of it, right? They feel like listening to the unknown, listening to the energy or feeling into it or accepting it or embracing it is going to be dangerous in some way. Have you got any experience of that?
Yeah. I mean, we were taught that as children. Our churches teach us that. So anything that is not of the solid form, we are taught is some sort of evil of the devil, witchcraft sort of negative thing. And then it has a lot of negative connotation to it. Mm. And sometimes we have a scary experience when we're little and something shows up and it could be a guide who is there just, you know, kind of saying hi. And we look at them and we're like, ah, oh no, like this is super scary. I have to get away from it. And so we do have fear and it's absolutely okay to have fear, to wonder and to, you know, be like, okay, well, am I okay? This is the other realms, right? Am I okay? And to understand, which is one of the reasons that I do what I do, is to give people context and understanding of these spiritual realms, that there is a lot there. There is the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And so to honor yourself, to know that you are a sovereign being, to declare that out into the world and into the universe, to say no when you don't want something there, to hold up your boundaries fiercely, and to declare what it is that you want and you don't want in these kinds of experiences, and to understand that you have a certain level of control over them is the number one thing that takes this from being so super scary and oh my gosh, what am I going to do, to oh okay, yeah, I guess we can have a conversation and I can be present to you or to this energy or whatever this is.
Yeah, I think I think the work that you do is so, so important, because at least in my experience, and I have no idea whether this is true or not, but I feel like more and more and more people are having experiences that they can't explain, or that they, you know, are being more in touch with other realms and, you know, their own spirituality and God or source or whatever it is. And maybe that's just my, you know, entering into some kind of bubble where it's more and more often, but I definitely feel like it's way more prevalent and kind of in the collective conscious than it mm-hmm. has ever been in my lifetime before.
Oh, it certainly is. And I mean, even if you look at popular media and you scroll through wherever, Netflix, and you look at shows that are on, there's so many things that are approaching the supernatural and having gifts and you know, it's definitely entered into the collective in a way where people are starting to realize that, oh, okay, like meditation is a thing. And if I sit down, oh, okay, yeah, I do hear things sometimes. And for it not to be so strange anymore. And I think for sure that because of, you know, what is going on the planet right now, that it is becoming more and more frequent for a lot of people. And so if this is something, some of your listeners are having, you know, this stuff come up, just say you're not alone. Like this is super prevalent, and you don't have to hide this stuff. And It can be extremely frightening, but generally just because of our own beliefs around things than the reality that it's actually frightening.
Yeah. And if people want to come and contact you or find out more about your work, or, you know, just, you know, lurk around your spaces a little bit and get to know you from the sidelines a little bit to start with, where's the best place for them to go?
KatherineBird.com, and I'm with KatherineE and bird like the bird. And, you know, Facebook I'm super active on, and I have a YouTube channel, and I have a podcast every week with a dear sister of mine, Michelle Hawk, and it's called Shaman Sister Sessions. And in that we go deep into all the different metaphysical stuff and being healers and working with spirits and all of the things that there are. Is on that podcast. So tons of free content there too.
Amazing. We'll make sure that we put all of that on the show notes and into, yeah, so everyone can just click through really, really easily and come find you and come find out more. And we've whizzed through our time because that's...
Oh my gosh.
I know. I feel like I could talk to you about this stuff forever and ever. And yeah, it's just so interesting to me. And I know that so many of my listeners and of my people are at least intrigued, if not a lot more, by all of the experiences that they are having. And I would like to normalize it as much as I can.
Yeah. It's totally normal to be feeling all kinds of things and knowing things, and whatever your thing is, it's absolutely normal. And it's just human and no big deal.
Yeah, thanks.
And it is a big deal because you're super special too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. I want to end with a confession of sorts. I'm an adult, but I have not thought of one at all. In fact, I'm just going to share. So I'm an adult, but I just went to Avebury Ring with my mastermind sisters, which is in the UK. It's in the West Country. It's much, much smaller than Stonehenge, but is a henge of sorts. We went there together and I spent the afternoon hugging rocks and had the best experience. I was hugging a rock and thinking about money and thinking about how I would like more money in my life. I put my hand up and there was a hole in the rock, and in it was a 50 pence piece. I'm not joking. And on the other side, there was another one and it had another little 50 pence piece in it. I put them both back, so they're in there. But how cool is that?
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Well, there you go. Your wish has come true. Oh my gosh. You know, honestly, I am so, and it's funny, is if you look at my, go to my Facebook page, so on and so forth, Instagram and whatever, and you look at my photos, I'm very serious and roar and very, you know, powerful is what people always say. But I am like the silliest as far as just about anything when I'm here by myself or just with my boyfriend or whatever. And I'm like dancing around and, you know, just really finding joy in the small, simple little things of feeding my birds and watching the birds come and, you know, creating little altars and, you know, playing with feathers and bones and stuff. And my place looks super witchy, but it's from the element of the same creative force that I was utilizing as a child, which was collecting stones and putting them in little formations, skulls and different things. I think that's what we're talking about, right? Is letting ourselves be this perfect blend of childlike joy and wonder at the world while like getting out there and like kicking ass, doing what it is that we came here to do.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.